Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade now?
Two
children, okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
44,
okay. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe your gender?
I'm a woman.
Woman, okay. And how would you describe your race?
White.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and what grades are your children currently in?
What's the survey for again?
Well, this survey is about, you know, schools in Massachusetts, ma'am. Public schools.
All right, they're in 5th grade and 10th grade.
10th grade, okay. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, and which of the following best describes the school where, you know, your children are enrolled this year? Would that be a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or, you know, Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
They both go to public school.
Public school. Or charter school.
Yeah. Just regular public school.
Regular, okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, you mentioned you had a child in the 5th grade, right? The following several questions will be about this child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school where your 5th grade, you know, child is enrolled this year? Would it be a public school run by a school district, a charter school, a parochial or Catholic school?
The first one.
Okay. Public school. Okay. When it comes to your 5th grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned, ma'am?
Not concerned at all.
Not at all concerned. Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, is your 5th grade child reading at, you know, the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Okay. And has your 5th grade child's pediatrician ever discussed, you know, with you, you know, how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and what kinds of, you know, activities or supports did your 5th grade child's pediatrician recommend? Would that be introducing vocabulary, talking with your child, oral story time, reading with your child, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours, singing songs, reciting nursery rhymes, or other? You can select all that applies in here.
Yeah, pretty much just him reading to me and me reading to him.
Okay, so be talking with your child, right? Or repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to yours, or just talking with your child?
I guess talking and reading with my child.
Okay, talking. Okay, reading with your child. Okay, ma'am, and what information do you use to understand your 5th grade child's progress in reading or writing? In writing, would that be grades, you know, and report cards, English language arts, or, you know, MCAS, or literacy screeners such as Ready, Early Birds, the Balls, or Star? Or conversation with my child, parent teaching conference, information from my child's teacher.
Yes, parent teacher conference.
Okay, and what else? You can pick all that applies.
What about grades and his
grades and report cards? Okay. What about conversations with my child?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay, ma'am, and do you agree or disagree with the following statement, okay? I have received feedback about my fifth grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
With what was the statement again?
Okay, the statement says, I have received feedback about my fifth grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
I agree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, does your fifth grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? Would you say access to an outside specialist, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, a small group instruction, resources to use at home to help practice reading, a specific diagnosis to help you understand your child's reading challenges are, or other, or something else? The same. You can pick as many as you want, okay, all that apply.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much all of the above.
Okay. We'll go with all the, okay, all the above.
And I hate to cut you short, but I have to go, actually. Is there any, how much longer is the...
We're pretty much done. I can speed up, that way we finish it, okay? That way it will count, okay? Okay, have you ever looked for help outside, of a school to support your fifth grade child's reading progress? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And when your fifth grade child's reading, reading at home, and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They sound of letters in the words of, and try, and say them together to make a word, or they try to guess the word based on the context, clues such as, pictures or other words in the sentence, or neither of these approaches?
He tries to sound it out.
Okay, so the first one, right? All right. Okay,
yeah.
How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your fifth grade child to read? Very effective, somewhat, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Very effective.
Very effective. Okay, and do you know what curriculum is used, in your fifth grade child's school for reading or English language arts classes? By curriculum, we mean the type of instruction materials, methods or in classes the school uses to teach a specific subject, yes or no?
I don't know specifically, no.
So, don't know, right? Okay.
Right.
Okay, ma'am, and thinking about the tools, the methods teachers use in classrooms to kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? The first one will be guessing from context. Very familiar, somewhat not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
What about reading recovery?
Not familiar.
Not at all familiar, okay, or not too familiar?
Not familiar at all.
Okay, what about phonics?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar. A textbook by... Fontes and Pennell.
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Okay, not too familiar. What about sounded out?
Familiar.
Very or just a little, somewhat?
Very.
Okay, what about sight word list or flashcards?
Very familiar.
Whole language.
Not very familiar.
Not too familiar. Okay, what about 3 queuing or queuing?
too familiar.
Okay, not too familiar. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and from what you know, do you think research has shown, you know, is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Would you say is cueing, guessing words from context and sentences structure, phonics, sounding out, you know, sounding out words, or a combination of both?
I think a combination.
Combination of both, okay. And, okay, and research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess from, you know, words from context, and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned, you know, the use of cueing in some schools?
I'm not too concerned.
Not too concerned, okay. All right, ma'am, and how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all, actually.
Nothing at all. Okay, and as you may know, as you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading, you know, at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned, reading levels, you know, in Massachusetts?
I'm not too concerned.
Not too concerned. Okay, ma'am, and to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching a student how to read or not?
I'm not sure.
Okay, not sure. All right, ma'am, and do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching, you know, students how to read or not? Would that be definitely yes, probably yes, probably no, definitely no?
Definitely yes.
Okay, definitely yes. All right, and who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Would you say school administrations, schools, teachers, state education officials, school districts, or parents? You can select all that applies.
I think the parents and schools.
Schools, okay. Parents and schools. All right, ma'am, and does your fifth grade child have dyslexia, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And does your fifth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP, yes or no?
My fifth grader does not.
No, okay. So that's, okay, and does your fifth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Okay. All right, ma'am. To the best of your knowledge, does your fifth grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
No. Okay. All right, ma'am. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
No other language?
No.
Okay. All right, and then what is the year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, a bachelor's degree. All right, and okay, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? Would that be below $25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150,000, or more than $150,000 a year?
50 to 75.
All right. All right, ma'am. And finally, I have your zip code is 01645. Is that correct?
01545.
Yes, 545, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents, you know, respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. Would you need, you would need to pass along your answers and and your, you know, and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Sure, yes.
Yes, okay. All right, ma'am, and would you like to participate in future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take, you know, part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card. Would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, ma'am, and okay, I have your first name as Lauren, last name is Wilson, and your phone number, right? 978-729-4594.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, do you have an email address that you can provide?
Yep, it's lofhanks@hotmail.com. So, like, loshanks@hotmail.com.
Okay, hold on. So, be loshanks, right? And then...
Yes.
And then at gmail.com, right?
At Hotmail.
Oh, Hotmail, okay. Okay, Hotmail. Hotmail.com. Okay. All right, and would you prefer to be text by message or email?
You said text message or email?
Uh-huh.
I think a text message is good.
Text message? Okay. All right. Okay, ma'am. Well, this concludes the survey. Okay. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay. You have a great evening.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.